am Farhana Bodhi.
We would like to understand your background.
That's a question a lot of people ask me because they can't seem to figure out where I'm from. Originally Indian.
After Dubai, you get recognized in cities which you wouldn't think you would ever be recognized.
I was walking down the street in Florence and a bunch of girls came up to me and they're like, hey, we watched Dubai Bling. It was so nice. I felt really good. It wasn't just an ordinary show. It was about Dubai. Everyone has to watch it. Everyone's always asking us like, when is season 2 coming out? Because they cannot wait.
Farhana, any juicy content you would like to share with us?
This season is going to be next level. And I'm so excited.
We need to get to know the real you.
There's something inside me that just refuses to just settle. I'm such a go-getter. There's nothing more important in this world for me than my son. I just wish my haters all the best. They can keep hating. And that's not going to stop me from doing what I love. And I'm going to continue to inspire the people and my audience that actually love me.
Hi Farhana, welcome to Spill the Tea on Golf Buzz. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me here and I'm ready to spill the tea.
I'm excited for it. And you're also one of our first social media star on our show and I'm really, really excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real honor.
So Farhana, before we dig deep, we would like to understand your background first. Like, where have you come from? When did you move to the UAE? And how did everything come in place for you?
So yeah, that's a question a lot of people ask me because they can't seem to figure out where I'm from.
Yes.
Mainly because of my accent, because it's quite international. Like, they can't figure out where I'm from. So I'm originally Indian.
Okay.
I'm a Gujarati.
I'm Gujarati too.
Yeah. And I grew up in South Africa.
Oh, nice.
So that's why I have a bit of a South African accent. And so I lived in South Africa like half my life. And then I moved to Dubai. Before Dubai, I was in London for like 4 years. I lived in London. I worked there. And then I moved to Dubai. So I've been in Dubai for 16 years now.
Wow, that's a long time.
Like, yes.
I'm born and raised in Dubai. But how does it feel? Which city is favorite for you? I know South Africa is home for you. But what do you like more? South Africa, Dubai or London?
Dubai. Because for me, Dubai is just such, it's like home away from home. I think not only for me, but for everyone else out there who moved to Dubai. Yeah. I think you can agree with me as well. We have the best of everything here. And the most important part for me is the safety. I love Dubai because it's so safe. You know, as a woman, I feel really safe living in the city for my son. And we have everything here. And the fact that we can have so much of luxury, a lot of affordable luxury out here, which I don't think you can get anywhere else in the world. So I'm literally living my best life here. I don't think, even if I had a similar type of luxury anywhere else in the world, it still wouldn't feel the same. It wouldn't be the same. South Africa obviously is home for me because I grew up there. But honestly, like for me, I prefer to live in Dubai over South Africa. I think South Africa is nice. I go there just to visit my family. And yeah, that's it.
So, I mean, yeah, I know Dubai essentially becomes home away from home for a lot of people.
Yes.
Like for all of us, in fact.
Yes.
Like it's you get the best of everything here.
Everything. We have everything here.
So I know what it's like. So you've been very, very vocal about your life on social media as well. And you know how people underestimate influencers. People underestimate, like, it's not a real job. It's just going out, taking pictures. But when in Dubai Bling, when people saw the gold, what you put in front, that's when people realized that this is an actual career. How did that happen for you? Like, what was people's reaction to that for you?
I mean, a lot of people think that social media and influencing is just like a fun job. I mean, I actually do have fun, you know, taking the photos. But there's a lot that goes into it. You know, it's actually a job right now for me. I think we've earned it. You know, we influencers are living the best life, but we've earned it. It's not easy to go out there and just shoot, you know, content. You know, the kind of content that we create, it's obviously like a responsibility for us. We're working with brands, you know. Not only brands, I'm also looking at my audience. You know, how will my audience react to the content? Whether it's a paid partnership or if it's just a barter deal or if it's just a content that I'm putting out there for myself. Everything has, you know, a responsibility behind that. And it's not what everyone thinks it is, like, oh my God, just taking photos, it's easy. It's not an easy job. it's hard. And sometimes I'm like shooting in the heat, even like, you know, and everyone's like, oh my God, like you're still shooting and it's so hot. I'm like, yeah, that's my job. I have to. So there's a lot that goes behind it. In the beginning, everyone was like, not against it, but they didn't take it seriously. But now, from the biggest global brands to tech companies to celebrities, everybody's on social media. It's the future. We are the future. I always say that.
We are
that
the future.
That it is the future, you know, and they've got to accept it. Yeah, we're just living this, we're living in this era, and we have to accept it, that it's, we're here to stay. It's the future.
We're not going anywhere.
No way. Never.
So, like on the Bibling also, we saw like, you know, some of the cast members picked on that for your birthday party. But they don't understand like how there's so much work that goes behind it. So what do you have to say about that?
So on the show, as you guys did see, yeah, there was a little bit of controversy about me getting birthday party sponsored. But you know what? It's okay, because at the end of the day, it's a part of my work, right? Sponsorships play a very strong role in a social media influencer's life. And it's not only a social media influencer, from footballers to celebrities, everybody gets things sponsored. I mean, I think I'm doing something right. That's why I'm getting things sponsored. So actually, I'm really proud of it. I don't think there's anything to laugh about or to look down on, because at the end of the day, it shows that you're doing something right, because brands will not just collaborate with you or sponsor you, you know, if you're just no one. Like, yeah. That means I am doing something right.
100%.
And that's why the brands want to sponsor me.
Yeah. I mean, myself being a content creator, I know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, like getting sponsored, an achievement in the end of the day.
Of course. And it's not like you're getting anything out there for free. You're giving them coverage, content in return, which takes a lot of time and effort as well.
It's basically working on your birthday as well, on your party, because that's when you can do, you know, take your pictures, videos, you post it later, but you're working technically on your birthday as well.
Yeah, and also, you know, a lot of brands approach me every year, like, you know, for my birthday, because they know that I throw these lavish birthday parties. And they love my content, you know, they love sponsoring me because they love the content. And also, they get so much exposure out of it, so why not, right? So it's a win-win situation for both.
No, but I get it. I totally get it. So since we're talking about Dubai Bling, I want to know, how did you get casted? Because you're the only Indian in the entire Dubai Bling series, being it coming out from the MENA region. How did that feel? Was it an achievement for you? And also, how did the whole casting happen?
So obviously, I got approached by the production company. They liked my journey. They liked my storyline and the fact that I was a single mom working hard. So I think somewhere in the line, they wanted to highlight that, because there are so many women out there who are single, like me, running the home, you know, taking care of the kids. So I think it was a really interesting storyline to, you know, to put out there. So I think it was one of the main reasons. And also, obviously, like I've been in Dubai for so many years, being one of the few Indian global, you know, social media personalities. So I think everything, you know, they basically looked at everything and they really liked my storyline. So I guess, yeah.
So it all added up in the end.
Yeah.
And we're glad that you were on the show.
Thank you.
So you were a big social media celebrity anyways, and people knew you. But after Dubai Bling, did the fame add on?
Of course, because, you know, you're Netflix. The whole world watched the show. We were number two in the world on Netflix, and we were number one in the Middle East. So globally, we were, like, watched by everyone, literally. And I think it adds value because it opens up a wider audience, you know. Obviously, I was very well known, especially in the fashion industry. I think the show definitely added value, especially when it comes to my following on social media. I made a whole new followers from different parts of the world. So the exposure was really, really good.
So as we were talking earlier, and I would like the audience to know that, like, you know, after the Bibling, like, you go to Europe and now you get recognized in cities which you wouldn't think you would ever be recognized. How does that feel?
It feels really good because, you know, over the summer, I went to different parts of Italy, for example, and, like, you know, cities that I haven't been to before. And it was nice because, you know, I was walking down the street in Florence and a bunch of girls came up to me and they're like, hey, we watched Dubai Bling. It was cute. It was so nice. I felt really good. It was nice to see that I have such an amazing audience and such an amazing, you know, social media following now, especially, of course, I always had that, but now it's even more. And the exposure was really huge, which is really nice. I think Netflix is big on its own. So yeah, it was really good.
It's a big deal on its own. Like cracking a show on Netflix is like, it's like today's the thing. Like, you know, to crack a show on Netflix, you've made something in life.
And it wasn't just an ordinary show. It was about Dubai. So everyone has to watch it. Yeah. It's Dubai and it's Dubai Bling, you know, and it was such a great show and everyone's always asking us, like, when is season two coming out? Because they cannot wait. They're like, we really want to watch it. Like, I remember when my friends were watching it and one of my friends from LA, she's like, oh my God, it's only 8 episodes? No way. I want more. We want more. I was like, yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was really nice.
Farhana, any juicy content you would like to share with us?
So for now, all I can say is that I'm really excited to be a part of season 2 and that I don't even know the date of the release yet. I'm still yet to find out. So I can't even give you guys that. But I know that it's going to hopefully air, I'm hoping, by end of the year. And I'm so excited because this season is going to be next level. It's on another level.
Is it more crazier than the last one?
More. Yeah.
I'm looking forward definitely for that. So how did you deal with, you know, the drama around you and the gossip around you within the cast members?
To be honest, I think when you put a bunch of friends together or when you travel with a bunch of friends, there's always drama, right? Even you have drama within your family, with your sisters, your brothers, your siblings, you know. There's always going to be drama when you put a group of people together. So now they put us all together in one group. There's bound to be drama. But at the same time, the best part about this drama is the making up part, you know, which was really amazing as well. So, yeah.
And according to you, who created the most drama in season 1?
I think it was a bunch of us all. I don't know if it was just one person, but I think it was all of us. Quite a few of us.
Okay, so that is a lot about Dubai Bling that we know. Now we need to get to know the real you. So you were born in India, you were raised in South Africa. And then you lived in London.
Yeah.
And from 16 years, you're in Dubai.
Yes.
So how did Farhana Bodhi shape herself to becoming what she is today, and what inspired her?
I started my career back in South Africa as a makeup artist.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, back then, and I'm sure even now, like when you work as a makeup artist, it's quite a prestigious job. Like, you know, you work on celebrities, you're traveling. So I kind of like the fact that you're still a part of the fashion industry. I love makeup. I was always passionate about beauty and makeup, and I love applying makeup. Today I'm very plain Jane, but yeah.
You look beautiful today also.
Thank you. But yeah, generally, like, I just love makeup. So I attended makeup school in South Africa, and then I worked with a lot of you know, brands, a part of the Estee Lauder group, a lot of brands in London, and then I moved to Dubai in 2008, and I was like, wow, like, this is the place for me. Like, I don't want to go back. I want to stay here. So I started working in real estate. But then I always, also worked in some private offices as a business consultant, you know, business development. Because I have, I don't know, like, you can call it street smart, or you can call it, I'm very social. I just love people. Like, I know how to you know, do connections, you know, connect, you know, people together, close deals. I'm good at that, you know.
Wow.
So I was doing that for quite some time in Dubai, working, you know, in a few companies, putting deals together, doing business development. And I still do that on the side.
Really?
Yeah, I still do that on the side because, you know, it's something that I'm good at.
Yeah.
And I'm good with people, right? So you have to be a people's person if you're working in business development and stuff like that.
For sure.
So I did that. And then but something always was like telling me that, no, I have to be in fashion. I have to be in, doing something that I really love. And by then, the makeup career was already, like, for me, something that I didn't really want to get into again. Like, I did it for so many years and I loved it, but I wanted to do something else. I was always doing like part-time modeling in London as well, in South Africa. Worked with, you know, many magazines, fashion houses back then in with the Asian brands in London. And then I joined an agency in Dubai, and then we did the Dubai Fashion Week. Back in the days, they had the Dubai Fashion Week. So I worked for a lot of the brands. But that's why, you know, a lot of the media know me from back in the days when I was doing modeling. You know, when they were just models and they were not any influencers. So I was already in the media, in the spotlight. I was already always there, you know. So that was always there. And then the whole Instagram era started, and at that time, I was still with my ex, and he actually suggested I start a blog. And I was like, I want to keep myself, set myself apart from others, like do something different, you know. So I was like, how about create a blog called I, Woman of the World, which will focus on promoting and giving exposure to female talents.
Wow.
So I started the I, Woman of the World platform just so that, you know, I can work more with talents, female brands. So that kicked off well. And, you know, and then I had Aiden. And when I was pregnant, my social media really took off because everybody loved to see a young mom, like mom-to-be. So there was a lot of inspiration when I did the birthday party, the pregnancy photos, you know, my dresses. And so I think it really took off then. And then Aiden was born. And yeah, that's how it all started.
That's really inspiring. I mean, that's a lot of people don't know about
how I started my journey.
Yeah, because people think, okay, you're just like, you know, you're just working and, you know, like, you've got a show and you're up. Nobody knows, like, you were into business development, real estate.
Knows that,
People were just like, it's like beauty with brains. I mean, you can close deals together. That's crazy.
I
like,
still do.
Yeah, you still do. Like,
and a lot of the times I get real estate deals because I worked in real estate, but now my sister works in real estate, so I just pass all the deals on to her.
No, but trust me. So anybody that's looking for real estate will be like, go to Farhana, the celebrity real estate.
No, because I have a lot of friends, you know, high net worth friends coming from abroad. They always want to invest in properties and real estate. So I already have my connection. So I just do the introductions. And obviously, like, you know, anyone that wants to set up companies and, you know, focus on more like the, you know, developing their brands and stuff in the Middle East. So I do consult a lot of these high net worth individuals as well. Yeah, but this is something I'm just doing on the side. I don't really have time. So I try to give my sister all the work now. So she takes over.
So what was the motivation for you to move to Dubai 16 years ago, if I may ask?
So when I came to Dubai for a fashion show, I was living in London. And then I was there. It was a brand called I can't even pronounce it right now, but I hope I'm pronouncing it, a Mozzafarian jewelry brand. Back in the days, they were here and they were doing a show. And they had an office in London and they casted a few girls from London to come and do the fashion show here. I remember it was in Medina Jumeirah.
Okay.
And I fell in love with Dubai. And then I remember one of my friends had given me, you know, those cute limos?
Yes.
The white,
yes.
Those white ones, long ones, you know. Back in the days. So I remember the driver took me all around. At that time, there was not much of the downtown. It was more like the Deira side and, you know, the Mall of Emirates around, you know, around this areas. And I went for a tour around in that limo and I was like, wow, this is a place for me. I love it. I was like, I want to go back to London. But then I had to go back to London, wrap up everything I was doing over there. And then I moved to Dubai in 2008.
And from there, it's just been a
takeoff
of ride.
I didn't know. I don't want to leave after that.
Of course.
Like, that's it.
So after, like, when you started your whole social media journey, like when you decided that you want to go full-time on social media, what was your family's reaction or friends' reaction at that point of time? Because I think back in the day, it was not so big.
My family's always been supportive of whatever I do. I mean, they don't really say much, like, because they know at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I want to do, right? Yeah. And what makes me happy will make them happy. So they've been really supportive.
That's really incredible, because if your family supports, that's the best. You're a TV star now. You're into influencing social media. How do you manage your time with family?
I always say that balance is key. So I do travel a lot. I mean, I think 15 days of the month, I think I'm out sometimes. So basically, it's like I'm out for a week. I come back for a week and then I'm out again So the days that I am in Dubai, I make sure that my focus is completely on Aiden.
Yeah.
I spend as much time as I can with him, and I try to just take on projects which are really important for me. But then I focus on myself, on going to the gym, taking care of myself, because I'm not able to do this when I'm traveling. Because even though you go to the gym, you know, it's not the same like how it is when you're at home, right? You're still on the go there. It's always hectic when you travel.
You're always running around.
Exactly. So yeah. When I'm in Dubai, I like to have my me time. It's so important because you need to have a balance. You need to balance even for your brain, for your mind, for your soul. It's so important to have that me time. So sometimes I have to refuse a lot of events. I can't accept all the events and, you know, the reviews and everything, because I really need to spend time with myself as well to recharge.
It's very important to recharge. So you just try to relax at home and spend time with Aiden.
Yeah. And like, I try to, take Aiden out as much as I can and spend time with him. So I have to balance it out.
And with doing all of this, has it ever crossed your mind, I just want to like not do it. I just want to like relax, sit back and, you know, like give up. What do you do in that situation, if I may ask?
Yeah, there are times when you just sit and you're like, oh my God, it's just too much. But then you know what? There's something inside me that just refuses to just settle, you know? Like, I'm such a go-getter that I have this energy in me. Like, I'm just a fighter. Like, I going out there and I'm going to get what I want, you know? So I have this in me. I cannot just sit down and be like, no, it's going to happen. It's going to come to me. I can't do that. I cannot wait for things to come.
That drive, that rush of going there, being out there is what you wake up every morning.
And I love it. I love it. I think, you know what, even though if I had, like, let's say if I was married and I had a husband supporting me, I would still work. I don't think I would sit at home and just, you know, be able to, maybe I would take less work, but I will still work.
When you went through your divorce, how did you manage that? And plus being a superstar that time? Because you know how on social media it is, like people do talk about it, but it does get you down at some point of time. How did you cope up that? Because that didn't break you. So how did you like hold everything together?
I have an upbringing that I was brought up with, where my parents taught us that everything in life happens not only for a reason, but for the best. Yeah. So if one door closes, another bigger door will open. And I'm very spiritual. I pray. I try to pray 5 times. You know, I try to pray 5 times every day. And I make sure that I think with a positive mind. Having this positive attitude has taken me very far in life. And it will continue to take me far in life, because you have to be positive. If I'm not going to be positive, if I'm going to be sitting there and crying over a man or whatever it is, you know, things happen. Shit happens in life. You got to get over it.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who lose their husbands. They die. They lose their husbands. What are they doing? They are surviving. There are people who lose their kids. We have to survive. Everything happens for a reason. Of course, it's going to break you. But I always make sure that I lift myself up. I go and read The Secret. I manifest. I listen to music. I try to like change my mood. It's not easy. You know, we're humans at the end of the day. True. It's not easy going through a heartbreak, especially like if you were with that one man for so many years and you're completely in love, you know. But I have faith in myself and in God that something better will come my way, inshallah, one day. And till then, I'm just going to continue to work hard and take care of my son. Why should I put him through that? Like, if I'm going to be depressed, he's going to be depressed. I'd rather be happy for him, take him around, you know, show him that, look, this is your mom. She's positive. She's happy. And that's what I want him to feel. Because, you know, kids can feel energies. Now, if I'm going to be sitting there and crying all day long, he's going to feel that. He's going to get depressed. Like, you know what I mean? So why am I going to put my child through that? Okay, it happened. We got to move on. It's not easy, because I get a lot of single moms messaging me every day. How do you do it, Farhana? We cannot survive. I'm going through this. And I'm like, listen, you're going to get through this.
Yeah.
You're going to get through this. If there's a world, there's a way.
100%.
And just believe in God. Have faith. And everything will work out in the end.
That was my next question, in fact. What would you like to say to the single moms watching right now? Because you are a powerful single mom, you're successful, you take care of your family on time. So what would you like to tell them?
The one advice that I would definitely give to the single moms is that to never give up on their ambition and never let society or anyone put you down, because single moms go through this all the time. I mean, I don't get that a lot because of the family background that I come from. They're very supportive, you know, but then there are women out there that don't have the support from their family. Some of my friends tell me we cannot even get divorced, even though we want to, because our families wouldn't allow us to. So I'm like, at the end of the day, if you're a single mom and you really have to go out there and work, do it for your kids, you know. Do something that will make your kids proud one day, you know, that's my mom, you know. And I want to make my son proud. I want him one day to be like, oh my God, that's my mom.
Yeah.
I want him to be proud of me, because there's nothing more important in this world for me than my son. And I always say that you don't know how it happens, but things just happen. I think just God gives us this superpower. Like, I don't know, we just make things happen. And people always ask me, they're like, oh my God, like, how do you do it? You're a single mom. How do you do it? I'm like, it just happens.
It just happens.
It's, yeah, it's from God. And you have to work hard.
You have to.
And you have to stay focused. You have to be positive. And don't let society bring you down, because they will always try to bring you down. Whether you do good or you do bad, they will try to bring you down. But I just ignore. Like, honestly, when there's negative comments and all, I ignore. Like, I'm like, how are their opinions going to pay my bills? Or how what they think is going to change my life? People are going to talk. You cannot have everyone liking you. Some people will like you. Some people hate you. Some people will not like you. Some people love you. So my thing is, the people who like you, be good to them. And as people that don't like you, halas, be my fan. Watch my stories.
Watch my story. No, that was going to be one of my next questions. Like, how do you deal with hate? Because I'm sure you've got a lot of love, but you've also got a lot of hate.
Yeah, of course. The hate comes with the love. The hate comes with love, but not only in our field, in every field, right? I mean, at the end of the day, I just wish my haters all the best. They can keep hating, and that's not going to stop me from doing what I love. And I'm going to continue to inspire the people and my audience that actually love me.
True. I mean, that's the best kind of thing, only to move forward. Keep exactly. The love with you. Move the hate outside, like just take it as a pinch of salt and it's out. Since we were talking about, you know, like motivation, like what motivates you, and I heard manifestation and The Secret. So do you believe in the power of manifestation?
Completely. Yeah? I manifest everything, whatever I want in life. I've always manifested it. And there's so many times things actually happen and I'm like, oh my God, I actually manifested this. So it does work. But, you know, you have to be, like I said, you have to be really positive. You cannot manifest and you're not in a good mood or you're depressed.
Yes.
You have to be focused. You need to know what you want in life, and you got to, you know, you also have to work hard towards it. It's not like just sitting and dreaming, oh my God, I want this life, I want that life, and I'm going to get it. No. You have to go out there and make it happen as well.
True, because a lot of people do believe like, oh, we've set it in the universe and that's it. Yeah. No, but what are you doing to achieve that goal?
Yeah,
is exactly. A question.
So Farhana, we'll move into a fun segment now called Would You Rather?
Go out with, okay. Right? It's just celebrities and let's see.
Okay. Yeah?
Michael B. Jordan or Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper or Shawn Mendes?
I think I'll stick to Bradley Cooper.
Okay, Bradley Cooper or Lewis Hamilton?
I think Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. I think we have a clear winner, but let's still go. Let's see where it reaches. Bradley Cooper or Zac Efron?
I'm not a big fan of Zac.
No? So Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, because I like to watch his movies and he's cute. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber's cute too. Now that's a tough one. I don't know, to be honest.
Or should we stick to Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, I think we'll just stick to him.
Okay, then let's do the last one. Bradley Cooper or Drake?
I think Bradley Cooper.
Okay. We have a clear winner, guys. It's Bradley Cooper. I mean, we know who your celebrity crush is now. Now, this is the last segment of the show. It's called the Brew and Buzz Round with Gulf Buzz. I'm just going to ask you a set of questions and you can just answer them. What is your favorite makeup product and why?
I would definitely say a black Kohl pencil, because I love eyeliners. Even if I don't wear makeup, I just need to have eyeliner. Just love it so much. I think it's an Indian thing. We like the Kohl pencils, the kajals.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you could only wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? That's a tough one.
I know. To be honest, I would get an outfit that I can wear in the day and at night. So like a nice pajama set with feathers.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah.
What is the best compliment you've ever received for your work?
For my work, that I'm very hardworking and that I'm very dedicated and always like, you know, my performance is always like 10 out of 10. Like if they give me a project, they'll be like, oh my God, you nailed it.
What is your dream brand to collaborate with and why?
Oh my God, there's so many brands that I love.
Yeah.
But if there was one brand that I could collaborate with, like in terms of beauty and fashion, would definitely be Chanel. I love Chanel. It's iconic.
What is the most challenging thing about being on a reality TV?
I mean, it comes with the positive and the negative side to it. Positive being that you get an amazing exposure and everyone's talking about you're trending. And then the negative is obviously the trollers. The trollers.
They give you engagement as well. But yeah, that's why I keep them.
To be honest, like, I'd rather not have that kind of engagement than having that negative engagement. Be like, oh my God, she's got so many comments and so much. You know, sometimes people are following you and commenting, not because they like you, because they are making fun out of you. I don't like that. For me, I'd rather just have my audience who love me commenting and follow me. The ones who don't love me can unfollow me.
One word that describes you.
Happy and joyful.
That is absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
If you could travel back in time, what advice would you give to your younger self?
To not take life so seriously and to really calm down and, you know, just enjoy life as well a little bit more. Yeah.
What goals or bucket list items do you want to achieve in your life?
I mean, I'm on the way to create a brand, and that was something that I've been wanting to do for so many years, ever since I started my journey on Instagram. And inshallah, you know, and by end of the year, we're going to be announcing something.
Your own beauty line?
You have to wait and see.
How do you relax and unwind after a long day?
I like to meditate. I like to pray. I like to listen to music. I like to sit with Aiden and just relax with him in bed and just enjoy those cute moments.
Your favorite Dubai bling star and why?
My favorite Dubai bling star. I like them all.
You like them all. But
my favorite would be Ibrahim.
He's lovely.
Because we, Ibrahim, we bonded really well on the show, and LJ as well. But you know, like, LJ is my friend. So for me, she's my friend before the show.
Yeah.
So does she count?
Yeah, because, she can.
So I would definitely say LJ and Ibrahim.
Describe your style in one word.
Glamorous.
What is your dream car and why?
My dream car would definitely be a pink G-Wagon. I love pink and I love the G-Wagon.
Do you believe in second chances?
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
And this is the last one. When are you the most productive?
When I'm working.
No, but is there a time? See, because in the content field, a lot of people work in the night, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Like, I'm a morning person. So, yeah.
I'm working the whole day.
No.
The whole day. No, I do. I start from the morning. And sometimes I sleep really late because I'm also working with different time zones. So practically like the whole day.
No, is there anything else you would like to tell our audience before we wind up today?
For me, I would just like to say that the audience, when they watch the shows and they're quick to judge us based on our characters on the show, how we are on the show. But I do get it because that's what we show on the show. But then there's so much more to us, you know. So they need to go a little easy and not, you know, try not to be so negative. And because at the end of the day, you know, we all, it's not easy out there. It's not easy out there. And we all have hearts and we all go through emotional breakdowns and stuff. So they need to go easy because someone like me, I'm really strong. But then there are people out there, they are not that strong. So that one comment, you know, that negative comment could affect in a very bad way. So they need to go a little easy. I don't know how to say it, but like sometimes people just are so mean on social media. Like they just put weird comments and, you know, sometimes I have a really bad comments, especially when I post with my son. I don't know why they feel they have a right to tell me what I can do as a mother and what I cannot do. At the end of the day, I'm his mom. I'll do what I want to, right?
100%.
So they
You're
need
the best
to,
judge
especially
for it.
Some women, they are moms, you know, and they put all these really nasty comments. Like, okay, I understand there are people out there who will put comments, but these are really nasty comments. Like comments that, you know, will really hurt you. So I think they need to calm down a little. You know, they go too far.
I totally get what you mean. But thank you so much, Farhana. It
thank
was a
so
pleasure
much.
Having you.
Thank you.
And it was lovely chatting.
And likewise, it was so nice chatting with you, my fellow Indian.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much. Hi, I'm Farhana Bodhi. And watch me on Golf Buzz. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.